Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Saturday AM Live, live from Logan, Utah. And let me just start out by saying we're going to do an abbreviated call because I'm not going to miss any of this amazing Eagle Expo that we are attending right now. And it starts exactly in an hour. And, well, Brody Crane has made it pretty clear. If you're not in your seats, then you're not eligible to win all these tickets they're giving away to the Spring Wellness Expo. And I'll do my announcements here in a bit. There's some thoughts and notes I want to share. And but I do want to kick it off by saying the 2016 Spring Wellness Expo in Orlando, April 21st through the 23rd, 3 months from today, actually, coming up fast. You can get your tickets, springwellnessexpo.com. And I'll give that website address again in a bit. But, you know, I don't even know how to even, you know, boil down or give you the keynote or the cliff note version of what we experienced just in the first day and a half here. This event started Thursday evening, and having the opportunity to hear NECN's president and so many other amazing field leaders, whether they're brand new and just getting started up to those who have been in for 25 years and their Royal Ambassadors, Royal Diamonds, absolutely phenomenal information. But I think that the absolute highlight for me has been being able to hear Ben Woodward, NECN's president, the last time in that role as a president before he makes the transition to becoming a field leader, just like you and I, a regular NECN wellness consultant. And we've never had that happen in NECN's history, in the 40-year history, the 23 years that I've been with the company. And what an amazing, absolutely phenomenal message that it sends to not only to our field of people, those in the NECN family, but to the field of the entire network marketing community, someone who believes so strongly in the program and the system, basically, that's been developed, what we have to offer. Amazing, unique, innovative, life-altering products at, I mean, amazing prices. It's such a contradiction to the typical network marketing model. And that's what I keep hearing over and over and over again, that for the first time in this industry, which is, 60 plus years old, we have a company that's decided to take a lead, just completely contradict what is typically out there, that the prices of the product drive and determine and pay for the marketing plan. And NECN, with Ben Woodward's leadership, has said, no, enough of that. We're going to turn the tide, still going to allow consultants to make a really nice, generous profit. And I keep thinking about it over and over and over, that the focus on 1500, which you're going to hear that for months and months to come, that focus on 1500, whether you're brand new, just getting started, and wanting to take it NECN as a business. I met several people yesterday who are not even consultants, a gentleman from the Lakewood, Washington area, Norbert, native of Germany, and he said, I'm just taking a look. And I said, wow, you chose a phenomenal event to just take a look. And he said, yeah, I am learning so much so fast. But for a brand new guy like Norbert to go out and focus on that 1500, generating $1,500 in customer volume, and what he's going to get compensated as a result of that, it's nearly half of that volume will come back in the form of commissions and free product. And I don't know, I got to do some more homework to see, but I don't know of any other opportunities that are out there that you can generate that amount of volume. 1500, which is not an astronomical amount. You're talking a few waterfalls and maybe a sleep system, whatever it is. But in a month's time, I mean, could you spend a couple hours a day, an hour a day, making calls, doing a presentation here and there? And could you do that to generate that kind of volume? To know that nearly 50% of that amount is going to be coming back to you. I mean, what is our time worth? And I think of the silver that the interview, and I've forgotten her name, it'll come to me in a sec. But that, you know, here's a silver, she's been a silver for a long time with me, can decide to, you know, ratchet it up a notch and spending an hour or two a day and yields a over $5,000 check from Nikan. That's aside from the free product, the Nikan reward dollars she earned. And it's all out there. And that's the silver rank is the biggest group of silvers in North America. Well, I'm actually Nikan Global. And that's at 20%, you know, of that commissionable volume. I mean, what an opportunity that we have. So let me just run through real quick. Obviously, I'm excited. I do want to encourage you. I remember one of the field leaders years ago when we were on a Nikan cruise asked everybody to raise their hand. How many of you have been to a big event in this year? Everybody raised their hand. Well, you're on a cruise now. How many of you have been to more than one big event? A lot of hands went up, and she said, okay, no more big events. And as a Royal Diamond, she was really challenging people. Don't get stuck that, you know, every couple months you're going to a big event. But I think what I learned from that is at least taking one or two a year. And for those of you who are on the East Coast right now who are buried in the white stuff, I mean, 30 inches expected in the Washington, D.C. area. It's just phenomenal how many hours people spent on the Kentucky, you know, interstate last night because of, you know, just traffic jam and bottleneck. Well, let's escape all that, or let's start thinking about escaping all that and heading down to Orlando and taking the Spring Wellness Expo, because there's a lineup of people that are going to be there to make it worthwhile. But better yet than just going and planning on attending, take a couple people with you. Allow them to see what the Nikan family is all about. And with what transpired in literally the last week, the truest form of leaders, that the integrity and the just the family-centeredness, and I'm not saying anything negative about those who have decided to go on, simply the ones that are here, their why. My goodness, the ones that I got to rub shoulders with yesterday and Thursday evening, the passion that these folks have towards impacting people's lives is second to none. But I want to just share real quick, and here's what I'm going to do this morning. I want to just share one of the speakers that presented. And then Alan Saunders gave me some fantastic tips for doing water demos. But just share from one of the speakers, and then I got a couple announcements I'll run through, and then open up the line. But at 40 minutes past the hour here, whatever time zone you're in, I'm going to, you know, say adios so we can get back over to the event. Cameron Taylor is a best-selling author and motivational speaker. Dave Johnson has had him numerous times on his call. He spoke at the Entrepreneurs Being More, the first Entrepreneurs Being More here just 2 days ago. But he gave 6 steps to lasting excellence, and I'm going to run through them really quick. So if you got a pen and paper or one of your kids' Crayola crayons or your grandkids, you know, something handy to write down, or you got your phone, you can, you know, type it into the notes section or something. Just 6 simple things that I know after, you know, sitting there chewing, and I added them in a lot of my own personal notes to what he was sharing, but 6 steps to lasting excellence. Number one is inspiration. We've got to be, and as he said, being an instrument in the hands of my Creator. We've got to be an inspiration, and we've got to be inspired by other people. That's number one. And I'm going to go through these really fast, like I said. Number two is clearly define what I want, what I desire. You know, there's nothing wrong with wanting things and desiring good things. The Bible is pretty clear that if we have healthy and godly and good, wholesome desires, that's a good thing. You know, expanding your financial portfolio, that's a good thing. Being able to walk in complete wellness and total wellness, that's a good thing. Clearly define these things. Write them down. That's number two. Three, read inspired goals and dreams daily. Those written things down, those things we've written down, read them daily. I wrote down in my notes, memorize God's plan for me. Get that committed into my spirit, into my soul, and so it's right there front and center. And know what that is every single day. Go over that over and over and over. Number four, visualize these. What's the emotion that's created? Visualize these goals and dreams. Do they create an emotion? Does my why make me cry? You know, as Viktor Frankl said in the book, Man's Purpose, Man's Meaning. Some of you are familiar with his writing. He's an Auschwitz, a Holocaust survivor. So he said, when I know my why, I can overcome anyhow. And that's number four. We got to visualize these goals, these dreams. Number five, action. Do something. God does not give us overcoming life, but he gives us life as we overcome. To quote Oswald Chambers, my favorite quote by that former pastor, we have to do something. I don't remember who said it. I want to say it was Henry Ford. Maybe I didn't write down the author of this quote, but he said, the difficult we do right away. The impossible takes a little longer. This is the gentleman that invented the television. That's who it was. But we've got to do something. We've got to step out. We can't just sit there and wait for something to happen. And the sixth, the last one, is persistence. We must be able to fail. We've got to be comfortable with ourselves and the fact that, success is not going to happen overnight. We've got to persist. I immediately thought of a quote that I remember seeing at one of the GM plants, the transmission and the hinge plant, the plant that makes all the transmissions for the General Motors vehicles and the door hinges. And my friend Alberto Vasquez, who is the manager of that plant, above his door, walking out into the plant floor, was a sign that said, if you're not satisfied with your rate of success, increase your rate of failure. And we've got to be persistent. We've got to keep going through. So again, those are six steps to lasting excellence by Cameron Taylor. Inspiration, clearly define what I want. Read inspired goals and dreams daily. Visualize these. Action. And finally, persistence. So if you didn't get those, because I went too fast, you can go back and listen to the recording at Saturday AM Live once Steve gets it up and posted here, probably tomorrow, maybe Monday. Yes, I know he's got, we got a full agenda today. Hey, let me run through real quick some announcements. I think the most exciting one is that the Kinko Air Unit, that component of our wellness home, when you look at what we have to offer, sleep, water, air, nutrition, and then nutrients, of course, is the fifth one. You're looking at the acronym that Dr. Jim Bues created, SWAN. But that air, our air unit is back. And as I've mentioned before, that it would be in the well supplies last category. Well, I stand corrected. It is not going to be in the well supplies last category. Well, supplies last category. It is a permanent feature. So, yay, everybody's screaming and cheering and excited. What happened on this, the real short version of the story, is that Kurt Foley went back to the manufacturer and said, look, we're not going to pay more for our unit. We've actually restructured our prices, and we're charging less. Therefore, we're going to put in a smaller order than we usually do. And once we sell these, then we'll put in another smaller order. But, they don't want to fill the warehouse with air units, because it's a pretty big and bulky item. But the long and short is they're back. They are available now, and they are available at the 40% discount for new customers starting 2 days from now, 48 hours. Those orders can start to be faxed in, or I'm sure you could fax them in Sunday night, but some people are nervous and scared. Say, well, what if they don't accept it because I faxed it in on the 24th? Well, you could wait till midnight your time, and when it's the 25th, and then fax away. But anyway, the air unit, the Kinko Air, is back, permanent feature as part of our wellness offering, and it's here to stay. The 40%, let's just jump right on into that. The order forms are online. I attached the latest version of it, which is geared for a customer. I attached it to my email Wednesday night when I sent it out. If you didn't receive that or you can't find it, it's in the library. It'll be in the business document or the most recently added section. I didn't even look for it. I just went with the one that Jeff Eisen sent us. But it's there. That's the one you want to use. It's geared for a customer. It's geared for a retail sales order. And they fill it out and fax it in, scan and email it in, or you can mail it in. If you do that Monday or Tuesday, it'll definitely get there by the 31st, and you'll be good to go. I was sitting with Gwen Carter, one of our mentees, as part of Team Rogers yesterday. She saw me in the hallway, hand me your phone. I said, well, before you do this, because Dave Johnson handed me his phone yesterday and put me live on the morning rev, and I wasn't expecting. I'm like, what do you want me to say? Like, give me a little bit of a notice, and no notice whatsoever. But before I talked to Gwen's daughter, who had been assigned a customer from Nikon regarding the waterfall, and we talked about the 40% discount, as I'm talking, I'm looking at Gwen, and I said, you know, with her daughter Mary, I said, this is 40-year history, and Nikon's never done this. 40 years, 40% discount. I just put the two and two together. You know, wow, okay. Never thought about it from that perspective. But it really is something that they've never done. They've never offered. It's going to be a limited time, and I've got some comments on that as well, but that Ben had shared. But this is a once-and-done gig. So you don't want, you snooze, you lose on this. All of us should be doing like what Liz Coker did, and she printed off a whole bunch of those order forms, and she was passing them out like candy on the flight up here from Austin. And, you know, that's what we should be doing. We should have these printed off and be putting them in people's hands and say, here you go. Let me get you registered as a customer. I just need your name, address, email, and phone. And let me hear, we can do that right now. I'll text you that number. You fill this out, and whatever you want to order that you can see on the website, you'll get for 40% off. Whatever you want to order is 40% off. First order for new customers. If a customer registered 6 months ago and they've never ordered anything, they're still considered that this would be their first order. Okay, you can double check on that if you don't believe me, but this will still be considered their first order. This is something you don't want to miss. And next Saturday, we're going to hear some success stories of people who took advantage of this. Mary Lou Rowland, I'm mispronouncing your last name, so sorry, Mary Lou. She told me the other day, she said, Vance, I think I got this dialed in. I've got 10 customers that I just registered. I got them all in the system and ready to go. And I'm going, 10? Holy smokes, Mary. Yeah, it's up to us to decide what we want to do. It's totally up to us to decide what we want to do with this. Another percentage update, the 25% auto ship. I asked at the dinner last night to Ben. He was doing a Q&A session. They're still unsure when this thing is going to be ready to fire. I don't know what's going on with the programming. I don't even care to know. I just know that it's not ready yet. It's in the holding, hovering pattern, and they will launch it soon. On these customer promotions, one of the things that Ben said, and again, here in a few days, he's going to be transitioning, so he'll be out of the information loop on the inside corporate scene, is that there will be promotions that are geared for building our customer base. Because if we don't have customers, then we're sunk. That's bottom line. And he said, for example, you know, we'll do a customer, you know, email or announcement that they buy one pair of M-Strides or M-Steps and they get one at half off or they get one free, you know, that kind of thing. He said, but we're not gearing anything in the future for self-consumption. Those of us who are business builders, you're in business. He said, like if you own a retail business and the parent corporation or your provider says, hey, let's offer your customers this, you know, and you look at the business owner and say, wow, that's a really good deal. I'd like to take advantage of that. Well, no, this is for your customers. This is not for you. And that's what we need to focus on. And you know, let me finish with this. I kept thinking that with this transition of Nikon's president, again, first time it's ever happened, and if this is new to you and you have no idea what I'm talking about, go back and listen to the Tuesday field call that took place. Then Woodward is moving from Nikon's president starting February 1st, or on February 1st, into the role of a Royal Diamond. One of the consultants that chose to leave Nikon, that position was just wide open, and so he decided, hey, rather than just terminate the position, why don't I take it over? And that's what he's doing, and he's scared to death because this is not what he signed on for a year and a half ago, but this is what he and Kim decided to do, prayerfully, you know, consider this major, major change. Immediate question from a lot of people, from most people I've talked to, keep asking, well, who's going to take the role of the president? Right now, it's going to be open, okay? If you want to apply, go for it. That's not something I would want to take on, but right now, at this point, they're just going to keep it open and see how things progress along. I think we'll do just fine. I think we'll do just fine. We've got more in place, more transitional changes to keep us going for a long time. And, you know, as Ben shared last night, he said, you know, I feel a sense of urgency, not anxiousness, but urgency to step out there. And I got to gather customers just like you guys are. That's the new model. That's what I'm doing. And he said, there is an appropriate degree of nervousness with this because it's the right thing to do. He said, bottom line, when I look at it, it's just simply the right thing to do. And he said, my commitment is to give my very best. And with that, you know, he's taking on a role of a field leader. And when it comes to mentorship, he said, you know, I'm out there and I've already got people on my team that have contacted me. He said, you know, one of our leaders, William Todd, Royal Diamond, immediately when he heard this, he called me and said, okay, will you be my mentor? Sign me up. I'm going to be there. And I want to encourage you. Here's my last thought, and then let's open up the line. I want to encourage you. We have a growing number of people, at least in Team Rogers, that have said, sign me up, count me in, I'm all in. I want to be mentored. I want to be part of an accountability structure. I want to be in there with the trenches, with the movers and the shakers. Download the mentorship form. It's right there in the business form. Fill it out. Mail it to me. I don't have a fax machine. We quit using one years ago. Email it to me. Scan and email it if you want to. But P.O. Box 225, Corbett, Oregon, 97019. And pop me a text, pop me an email if you need my address again. But P.O. Box 225, Corbett, Oregon, 97019. All you got to do is remember the 225 and then the zip code 97019. You can misspell Corbett. Doesn't matter. They go by the numbers anyways, but I can't fathom not. I mean, I look back to a year ago when we started this whole mentorship program, and like I was talking with one of the leaders the other day, and she said, I didn't think I had anything to give as a mentor. She's a diamond underneath Dave and Valerie, and I just looked right at her, and I put my finger in her face, and I said, be the leader. You're a diamond. Be the leader. Mentor these people. You can do it. And she's a mom of four. She's toting her, I guess, 6, 7 month old, maybe younger, around her front. And she said, yeah, but I said, no excuses. Be the leader. If you want to see things grow at a faster, more accelerated rate, jump on board, find an upline diamond or crossline diamond if you can't find an upline. But jump on board the mentorship program because we're just having way too much fun. That's all I can tell you. And we're seeing people that are part of it. It's kind of like the fear of loss. They don't want to miss out. And so they're jumping on board, and their volumes are increasing. Their rate of sponsoring and registering customers is increasing. We find ourselves talking to people that we never would have talked to before. It's just an incredibly new thing that you don't want to miss out on. So we got about 15 minutes left, and then I need to bolt out the door. So, *6 on your phone line. That was a whole mouthful. So I know I did that rapid fire. So Nancy Cousin up in Cleveland, I know it's cold and snowy there, and you're going, sheesh, I can't write that fast. Nancy, what are you thinking? Well, I know. I went through a lot of material really, really quickly. But I want to encourage you to put on your bucket list as a Nikan Wellness Consultant, part of this family. You gotta come to this event sometime. The Eagle Expo is the longest running Nikan event in North America. And as I texted Stacy last night, I said, you would have loved this event because she gets burnt out on events like a lot of us do. And she wrote back, why, with a big question mark. And I wrote her back and I said, there's a sense of family unity here like I've never experienced anywhere in my life before. And Utah State University, there's 20-some thousand students. The campus is gorgeous. We've totally taken over the conference center, the meeting rooms, and at the inn on campus, just the next building down, is where most people are staying. Just put it on your bucket list. I'm going to do this, you know, like people want to go up to Alaska. I want to see the great frontier before I die. Well, the last frontier, you got Alaska on your bucket list, put the Eagle Expo on your bucket list to attend and be a part of. The people here are just phenomenal, and what Brody Crony has thrown together and what they're doing, just phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. So anyway, that's all I got. Who's got a question or a comment or a suggestion or concern, whatever, go for it.
Vance, this is Carol Cosby.
Good morning, Carol Cosby. How are you doing, Sleeping Beauty?
I am great. Yourself?
What's up?
I have two questions. What is the turnover when faxing or scanning all of these forms in to get the total dollar amount to advise the customer? And then the second question is the air filtration system, is that at a reduced price and then 40% off? And if it is a reduced price, do you know what that price is?
I do not know. I haven't had the greatest access to the internet since we've been here, but whatever price, we were told by Jeff Eisen yesterday, he had Brenda Ogden, the head of the distributor relations department. Yes, go ahead. Someone's got an answer on that.
The air purifier is $319 for our price and $399 for customers.
Thank you, Julie. So $399 for customers, so take 40% off of that. Would be, let me do the math in my head, that's 40, 160, so that drops it down to, I'm saying, am I right in my guess, $260?
Yes.
Okay.
I already...
$239. $239?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay, so you can check that out. To answer your question, Carol, as far as what's the turnaround, when you fax anything to NECAN, you can immediately, if you'd like, follow it up with a phone call. All of their faxes come into a main computer, and they can go through and see everything that's listed when it's come in. And what the first question they'll ask you is, what's the area code where this is faxed from? And they'll go down, they'll find that area code, that number, boom, they click on it, and then it's right there. Once it's in their system, you're good to go. What's their turnaround time to getting the orders entered? That all depends on how many orders are boatloaded in there. Those of you who are on the East Coast, man, you're up at 6 a.m., well, that's 3 a.m. out on the West Coast, so that you could be, you know, just an onslaught of orders in the system, and for them to start, putting these in first thing Monday morning. Yeah, they're predicting that if we take this seriously and the amount of people that are enthusiastic, I wrote a lengthy email to a customer late Thursday night that was assigned to us, that registered, but hadn't ordered anything yet. And I said, hey, let me introduce myself, welcome you to the NECAN family as a customer. If you would be willing to delay your order just a couple days, you can take an additional 40% off. I don't know what you're ordering, and I gave a suggestion of, you know, what the waterfall would cost normally, you know, and all that information. But this is something that could be just absolutely, you know, mass chaos and hysterics. And that's what it should be. Because why not? So, but again, Carol, you bring up some excellent questions, some excellent points that, you know, what's the turnaround? If you're questioning whether or not the fax went through, most fax machines give you a feedback check. Those of you know how to scan an email, that's an excellent way to do it. Or just drop it in the mail. Again, most mail from one end of the country to the other is 3 to 4 days maximum, first-class mail. It'll be there on Thursday or Friday. Just watch for the volume, you know, to go in. And let me just give you a heads-up. This is something we discovered with the mentors, the mentoring group, several months ago. The fastest way to know when your volume or when your customer order has been processed is in the upper right-hand corner when you log into the website, to your webpage. You'll see those volume numbers. You want to see exactly where that came from. Underneath of My Business or Business Tools, click on Account Inquiry, and you can see all those orders listed for your customers. That's the easiest and the fastest way to look at it. Or you can pull up your customer list and look at it on that way too. But the fastest way is to click on Account Inquiry and just scroll down, and you can see all those orders. They'll be in that light tan font or print. The number is right there, and you can see what they ordered and when it was processed and all that kind of stuff. As far as the amount, Carol, your guess is as good as mine as far as the totals. You can kind of, I believe the retail amount is still calculated on the original retail amount, or I'm not quite sure. We don't have sales tax in Oregon, so I never have to even think about that. It's not all that great, though. We do have a flat 8% income tax, so there's always a trade-off. But as far as what that comes out to, that amount, it's kind of a wait and see. But for example, on a waterfall, it's $149 with a 40% discount. The shipping is around $25 or so. Shipping, the sales tax on the original retail amount would be $249, so you're looking at $1,620. So it's around $40-$45 with shipping and sales tax together on top of the $149. You're looking at less than $200, signed, sealed, delivered, everything all included. Using the waterfall example.
So you said the sales tax is on the original retail amount?
I believe so. That's the way Nikon's always calculated it, because that is the retail price. And that, and I've had conversations with folks that, well, that's not the price I paid, so why should I pay? Well, that's just the way it is, okay? I don't know why, but I could be wrong on that, and the sales tax might be calculated on the amount we're paying. Again, I don't know.
Can I interrupt just for a second? I just talked to a corp like 2 days ago, and when you're filling out that form, just go ahead and put the retail number, the customer number, your customer number, the new customer number if you have one, the item number, and the regular retail price. They will do the 40% off. Do not worry about that. Do not worry about the weight, anything like that. They will fill all that in. Even though at the very top of the form it says all, everything you need to be filled out or something like that.
I said,
hey, wait a minute, we can't
pull
it all out.
Yeah, no, and I love the input. Thank you. By the way, I don't recognize that voice, and I should.
I'm Liz Bissonette from San Antonio.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, I know who you are, Liz. I was trying to connect the voice with the face. Now I know exactly who you are, Liz. Thank you.
Very often. Anyway, I hope that was helpful.
No, very, very helpful, because, again, all Nikon needs is an ID number, a credit card number, and the item codes and the quantities. That's all they need. Those are the three things. The whole rest of that form can be completely blank, because the ID number gives them exactly the address and who it's going to. The item codes tell you what that person is wanting, and then the method of payment is how to pay for it. That's all they really need. So you don't have to calculate any of that stuff. The computer will do all that automatically. It's like when you're going to the grocery store, at a store of any sort. You don't have to know all this stuff and calculate it. Once that SKU number hits that cash register, it takes care of all that. That's just all said and done. So
thank you
again, Liz, for the
I'm sending some stuff to Oregon, and don't forget that there's no sales tax on that. And I said, I need to write that on there. I said, no. It'll automatically click in, just like you were saying, Vance. Okay, so don't even worry about that. It won't be charged on if you're buying it in Oregon or sending it to Oregon.
Same thing in New Hampshire.
Right. Okay. Right. Okay.
Couple more questions, and I'm out the door.
Okay, yeah. All right, thanks. Bye.
Thank you, Liz.
You're welcome.
I was just concerned because, some people want to know exactly how much their bill is going to be. So that's why I brought up that question about what's the turnaround. I know we can't.
Right, yeah. And again, Carol, I so appreciate that. The turnaround is going to be completely based on, what happens. I will tell you, it's always been the principle, first in, first out.
Mm-hmm.
And typically when we place an order, any order placed before noon, Pacific time, 3 p.m. on the East Coast, goes out that day. So you get your orders faxed in first thing in the morning, chances are really high that they'll get processed and get out the door. If not, they'll be out, the next day, and most of us in about a week. Sometimes longer, obviously, depending on where you're at in the country, but we'll receive those. So get creative and have some fun.
And Sweden, New Hampshire, and they told me the same thing when I talked to Nikan, and she said make sure you don't forget the code on the back of the credit card for the people.
Yep, just again, customer ID, the item codes and the quantity, and the method of payment. Just like you'd fill out anything else, make sure all that information is on there. And double check the numbers, because it really is a pain when they have to ring you up and say, hey, we can't read this number or whatever, you know, because it didn't transmit. Just print legibly. And if you can't print legibly, go find somebody who can. You know, I could offer our daughter Emily's services. She's got pristine handwriting for a 14-year-old. Thank you, Rita, though. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I don't see on the form where we put our ID number, so we just write that in.
Your ID doesn't need to be on there, Carol. Just the customer ID number, because this is geared for new customers.
Okay, so it's attached to me. Okay.
It's all connected into the computer.
Right.
How do they know to which consultant the customer is from?
Because you already registered that customer, and that customer is tagged to your ID.
Should first register them on our computer before we send their papers in.
Absolutely. And if they're not registered, then you can put your ID, you know, you can put your name and, you know, your ID, and they'll go and do it at the same time when they put the order in. But, yeah, no, it's a good idea. Go ahead and get your customers registered. It takes all of 30 seconds or however long it takes you to type in name, address, phone number, and email, and then create a password, and it's done. And then you've got that ID for them. And just like I said, you know, you meet somebody, you're talking to them, and you hand them the form and say, man, you got to check this out. Remember we talked about this? And, you know, or whatever you say to them and say, but let me get you registered. Yeah, I got your name and your cell phone because we're friends, but give me an email and what's your mailing address? And let me get you registered. I'll just text you over your number. You know, and then follow up.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the things that, you know, I keep, you know, hearing from people. And I was thinking back when Alan Saunders said about, you know, building an auto ship base, the follow-up. And I said, you know, it sends a message that we care. And I remember Ben Woodward sharing that fact with us months ago. Follow-up sends a message that we care. It's not that we're being a pest. It means it's sending a message loud and clear that we care.
Hey, hi, Dan. Liz again. Can I say one more thing, please?
Absolutely.
Okay, if you haven't registered your customer, okay, for example, my customer is in Oregon, and so I can't register her. Well, I could, but I didn't, okay? On the very top of the form, there is a place for you to put your number in, and it says consultant ID number. So you need to put your number in, and they will give them a number, a customer number. And there's a little box to check. Oh, hi, I don't have a customer number. I need one. Boom. You check it. So at the very top of the form, that you can do that as well. Does that make sense?
And Liz, it's one of those things that's in your best interest, especially when you're infiltrating into Oregon territory, my backyard, because I might scoop them up and take them for myself. So I would encourage you to go ahead and register.
No way, man. We're going to have a duel.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And I'm on the top of my form. I'm actually putting, even though I know that they know, I'm putting 40% off form because it's not written on there. And of course, they know that's what it's going to be because they're going to get inundated by that. And also on the very top, I'm putting, this is going to Oregon. No sales tax. Just a reminder, you know.
Once the customer is registered, it'll take care of all of that.
I don't take care of it, but it just makes me feel better, right?
Yep. Okay, we've got time for one more question or comment.
Oh,
and then clearly, I got a vote. Yes, go ahead.
If someone mentioned on the credit card number, you need to have the number on the back. On the form, there is no place for that. So does that have to be on?
Technically, it doesn't have to. I've placed many an orders with live distributor relations employees at NECAN, and they technically can override that. They don't have to have that three-digit verification code. But when you're putting in the 16-digit number, or American Express is a different number, it's just I can't remember what it is, and the expiration, you know, two day for the month, or two numbers for the month, two numbers for the year, you can write it right over there, VC, verification code, and then those numbers right there. You can write it off to the side. But technically,
but your license said no.
Pardon?
Jeff Eisen, when he gave you instructions, said you don't have to have it.
Yes, you don't have to have it. But if you want to put it in there for good measure, you can, but it's not necessarily required. So,
okay, thank you.
On that note, hey, gang, there will still be time next Saturday. Next Saturday is not the 31st, if I remember correctly. I believe it's the 30th. So we'll still have time to process this, but I want to encourage you to really run the gauntlet with this promotion, because, you know, talk to people that you're afraid to talk to, or you just never know. You know, ask them, would a 40% discount be worthwhile, if something that sounds enticing? Because when you run the prices, like what you guys just shared regarding the air unit, you know, this is a $400 item regularly for customers. To drop that all the way down, what did you guys say, $239? I mean, this is phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal, the discount for what they're getting and what's going to happen in their life as a result of getting exposed to so many of these products. So have fun with it. Really, really have fun with it. And next Saturday, we'll be swapping some amazing success stories of what we were able to do with it. And then lastly, real quick, if you have questions or you get stuck or there's something, call me, Ken, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all next week. Call your upline, text people, email, get the questions you need. Don't get hung up on you know, don't major on the minors. Figure out what it's going to take to make it happen and just go for it, because this is going to be a ton of fun. I really, really am predicting, not my prediction based on what everybody else is sensing, this is going to be absolutely explosive in so many wonderful ways. So, have a great rest of the weekend. Those of you who are on the East Coast getting hammered and getting buried, we're praying for you. Hopefully you got electricity, and hopefully you're not using an old-fashioned landline corded phone to be on the line right now, because you do have power. But I'll be praying for you, because I don't like that much snow. My dad said this morning when we were eating breakfast and watching the news, he said, man, how do people live in that stuff? So we're praying for you. So have a great rest of the weekend, and live from Logan, this is Vance Rogers, over and out. Bye-bye, everyone.
Thank you, Vance. Bye.